The Robot Scientist Considers Asimov's First Law, from The Robot Scientist's Daughter by Janine Hall Gailey. The robot scientist sits alone in a room encased in glass, examining a robot arm that crushed someone to death in a factory. He thinks it is not the robot's fault. He feels sympathy for the robot, who only does what it is told. So much of the robot scientist's life is spent in rooms trying to solve problems involving wires and networks. When he was younger, he had more energy for the problems. He tried to figure out the problems of his wife and daughter in the same way. The wrong wiring, the crossed signal, the arm going haywire, the man holding his crushed skull, the blood on the cold blue floor. The robot was just obeying orders, following the lines drawn on concrete. The robot scientist must go before a jury, say the robot was just following procedures, the man holding his skull, the crossed wires. So many broken arms.